Hello, folks. I haven't got a huge amount to report, but I thought I'd come on and say hello because I haven't done a boo in absolutely ages, or it seems like ages. Have I done a boo this year? I don't think I have. Oh dear, that's not good. Some of my clocks are going to strike, so apologies, but I know a lot of you like them, so they're going to strike 10:30. excuse me. I've had a real waste of a day today. As usual, my sleep pattern is absolutely shot. And it was really odd. I didn't get to sleep last night. It must have been till about 6 o'clock this morning. It was ridiculous. I hadn't slept yesterday. Didn't get to sleep until about 6. And then I got up about 9:30. And I was just doing general bits and pieces around the house. Nothing major. It was too cold to go out. It was bloody freezing. And I sat down. I was doing some stuff on my Mac. And I finished doing that. I thought, I suddenly felt really sort of on edge and sort of agitated and really, like, didn't know what to do with myself. And this was about 3 o'clock-ish. 4 o'clock-ish. No, about 4, I think. And if it hadn't been so, if it hadn't been so cold, I would have gone out for a walk. But honestly, even in the house, I couldn't get warm. So I thought, if I go out, I'm going to be even worse. And then I suddenly, despite this feeling of sort of agitation and pent-up energy that I seem to have, I suddenly started dozing. And I dozed on and off until about 9:30. Oh, so I've had nothing to eat. Well, no dinner anyway. Oh, honestly, it's absolutely bloody ridiculous. I'm really annoyed at myself. Because now I know that I'm not going to sleep for hours again. Yeah, it's really not great. So that's that. Never mind. I hope everyone's Christmas and New Year was okay. Mine was all right. It was pretty quiet. It was odd. It felt like it passed me by a bit this year. It was very strange. Or technically last year, I should say, really now. I wasn't in the mood for it. I usually like Christmas, but a lot of people said the same last year. I just wasn't feeling it at all. I really didn't feel it last year. Oh, so, yeah, that sort of came and went, really. There's the grandfather clock. She's back online, which is good. Because in one of my last boos, I told you that I had an issue with one of the weights. One of the weights had literally fallen apart. I got it repaired. Luckily, there's a clock repairer in Leinster. And they very kindly repaired it for me for £10, which was fab. So the clock is back in full working order, which is really nice because I know a lot of you like that. And it was really odd actually because I could have it ticking, but I couldn't have it chiming. It was very strange. I have got a few more clocks that I'm gonna document on here, but I won't do that now. I'll do that another day. Have I got anything else to report? The birds are okay. Caden is 1 next month, and he's still not saying a word. He has. That's one of the clocks I'm going to talk about, but I'll do that another time. It's another grandfather clock. The stupid sod has pulled all his feathers out. Sort of for no reason other than just because he can. So he looks awful. Doesn't say anything. Bless him. It is. Sadly, it's turning into a bit of a nightmare, and I really am at the point of giving up. We're Greys are concerned anyway. Because for one reason or another, it never works for me. And in the end, you just sort of think, oh, I've had enough. Ree is absolutely fine. Oh, she's so funny now. She started a few months ago, because she calls herself Ree. And she started, she'd be chatting. And instead of saying Ree, she'd say Gee. Gee. I'm like, why are you saying Gee? What are you trying to say, Ree? Anyway, I eventually discovered that what she was learning was Kate. Kate, as in the dog. Well, now she tells the dog, it's so funny. If I'm stroking or making a fuss of Rio, and she starts sort of nibbling or doing something she shouldn't, and I say, Ree, and she says, no, stop it. Kate, no. And I said, no, it's not Kate's fault. She blames the dog. Oh, it's actually really funny. Bless her. She blames the dog. So that's her, but she's fine. She's absolutely fine. Kate is absolutely fine as well, which is good. She had a new bed for Christmas, which she loves. It's one of those big sort of cushiony type things. It's really nice with a washable cover. Actually, I might wash that tomorrow. But other than that, guys, I don't think I've got sort of masses of things to report, to be honest. Life's just sort of plodding on as it does. Still doing my Samaritans, which is fab. I now have a Mac. I got it just before Christmas. A friend of mine was selling hers because she just didn't get on with it. And after my episode with the DWP, I was in a position to buy it. So I have a MacBook Air, which I'm really pleased about because I had a Windows laptop and it was an absolute nightmare. It really was a nightmare. It used to drive me mad. That was second hand and it, oh god, yeah. Trying to do things, especially with iTunes, with Windows and JAWS, it just didn't work. Oh, it used to drive me bloody insane. So I now have a MacBook Air, which is so much better. Oh. So yeah, that's me really, guys. So I just thought I'd come on and say hello and do a quick update of what's happening. 8 minutes and 6 seconds. I'm gonna start croaking, so I'm gonna finish this recording, and you will hear from me in the next day or two. I'll do some clock related booze, but if you're interested, you can listen to those, and if you're not, then that's absolutely fine, of course. Anyway, I will bid you all farewell, and I will speak to you all soon.